Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Friday, December 26th, 2014, and this is Jeff Dunphy, and it is retooling for our coverage. Welcome to the end of the year, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a new chapter in our awakening and our understanding of this changing of eras. We have been in the throes of the leaving of the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age has been the age of believing. The Piscean Age was started by the great fisher of men, Jesus the Christ. This was an age of believing. This was an age when Jesus walked earth, took his various initiations, taught, showed people the way, and introduced a new mindset to the very fabric of humanity. This age of believing was, unfortunately, and as is usually the case when great men show up to teach, compromised and hijacked, and rendered impotent by the church that was created around him hundreds of years later. This age of believing was when we as humanity gave our trust, our belief, and our embrace of those to those who knew, and we trusted them to show us the way. Now, it is not to say that many who followed Jesus the Christ's teachings were not aligned and were not fit hosts of his teachings. Because what Jesus taught, what Buddha taught, what Zoroaster taught, what Lao Tzu taught, all pointed in the direction of awakening. Awakening to one's capacity to recognize that there is more here to see that meets the eye. Now, we are entering into the age of Aquarius. In the age of Aquarius, we leave the age of believing and we enter into the age of knowing. And as we enter into the age of knowing, we no longer take somebody's word for it. We no longer sit idly by and say, because so-and-so said it is so, it is so. We stand in that place and we know from where we get this information and whether it is true or not. The age of Aquarius is the age where we are called to wake up to what we do. The age where we start to see things for what they are. We start to participate in looking through the miasma. And the miasma is the fog. The miasma is the nonsense that mainstream mediates. The miasma is conventional mass mind that deludes and propagandizes and keeps people's eyes covered up for fear that if they knew what was going on, they wouldn't be controllable. They wouldn't be manipulatable. This is something I learned from a great master years ago in my study of Taoism. And it is from the third Chinese patriarch of Zen. The great way is not difficult for those with no preferences. How is it that we stand in this place and have no preferences? How is it that we stand and not be drawn by what we want to see, for it facilitates a projection of what we do and play? When love and hate are both absent, everything becomes clear and undisguised. But make the slightest distinction, and heaven and earth are set infinitely apart. Ask yourself the question, Do you have an agenda? Do you have a desperation or a desire for things to look as you would like them to look? And are you so invested in that position that you don't want to hear or see alternative perspectives? We have, historically, and we are in the throes of it right now, being hijacked by mainstream media. You're being hijacked by fear. We are being hijacked by exclusivity. Mainstream media, the powers that be, the various governments that rule the countries, all want you to be fearful of something outside of you. They want to keep you in a corral, as it were, and make you fear the world. We are being called to task at this point in time, at this change of eras. It is a very important time. It is a transitional or a transmutational time. It is the time for alchemy. We have an occasion. Take a note of great movies that strike humanity and find a place in humanity and find great viewing in humanity. One of those is brought to mind is Star Wars. We look and see that there is the light side and there is the dark side, and we see the analogy, we see the parable inside the Star Wars movies. And the one of late is the parable inside the Harry Potter movies. The import of Harry Potter cannot be overstated, and its embrace by much of humanity is something to take note of. It is the time for alchemy. It is the time for magic. It is the time for change. It is the time to change what alchemists have known about and known how to change, the lead into gold. And while the inference is turning a base metal into a precious metal, the higher inference is turning the lower self into a perfect alignment with the higher self. When you reside in the realms of the higher consciousness, you see with eyes unclouded by longing. When you see and are witnessed by the travesties that are going on right now on this planet, of which we are all a part, it brings tears to your eyes. It brings you to your knees in the shocking way in which mankind treats its fellow man. Certainly in this time where the treatment of our fellow man is in alignment with this time of season, where goodwill toward all is something that we need to be called to task for. We are called to see unequivocally that we are one. And I bring back the phrase and the statement that we use often on this program: as go we, so go I. Things are changing. In a review of the previous shows for the year, we will wander through how the U.S. and its agenda has changed and shifted and morphed. The European agenda has changed and shifted and morphed. The same with the Chinese. The same with the Russian agenda. And then there is the money. There's the banking, the banksters, as we call them, that are behind it all and who have an agenda that transcends boundaries, that transcends borders, and is only about fiscal aggrandizement. All of these countries have an agenda. All of these countries' agendas are exclusive. All of these countries have competing agendas. And all of these countries have competing agendas with the banksters And all of these countries, as we have seen and as we have shown from time to time, defer their agenda to the agenda of the banksters because, as the saying goes, money makes the world go round. It is at this time that these competitive agendas are going to play themselves out. I want to bring you back to the turn of the 1700s, the turn of the 1800s, the turn of the 1900s, and the turn of the 2000s. 1712 to 1715 was a very auspicious time, the time of the French Revolution. 1812 was the time of the defeat of Napoleon Bonaparte. The early 1900s, 1914, was the beginning of the Great War to end all wars that to some lasted until the end of 1945, and to others took a break in the middle so that they could retool their armament. These agendas are all playing out right now. These agendas are all unfolding in lockstep with the greed and the self-servedness that they have been directed by. Is it a wee bit like rearranging the furniture on the Titanic? Perhaps it is. These eras, these epochs, these civilizations, these times of great change must change. As we postpone the changes, as we deny the concept that they will change, as we pretend they are not going to change, we are merely kidding ourselves. It's like propagating a tree so the leaves don't fall off in the fall. It's like propagating a tree so all it does is blossom and bear no fruit. One cannot fight against the laws of nature. And the laws of nature are the definitive, omnipresent laws. When these times present themselves on earth, we need to be with them, in alignment with them, aware of them, as we facilitate our waking up process, our alchemical process of waking up to who we are and what we're here for. Change is in the works. There are very few people who can say that is not the case, with one iota of awareness and consciousness. Now let's indulge ourselves in an exercise that might serve us all very well. Let us play a routine that would suggest what is it that the masters would do? What is it that the masters would have us do? Whether it is Jesus the Christ, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Zoroaster, Saint Germain, Kuthumi, Dwalkul, the Venetian. What would these masters have us do? Well, there has not been a master who has not propagated the thought that we are all one. And as you can see, and as you can well tell, we have been hypnotized into believing that we must compete, that we must have another lose in order for us to win. We are one. It is time to collaborate. It is time to cooperate in waking up. It is time to see us as a collective, not as a competitive aspect of Mother Nature. Just as we said in previous shows, when the astronauts left the Earth, they looked back on Earth. Even though their goal at the time was the moon, they looked back on Earth and they thought, my goodness gracious me, what a small planet this is that we are leaving. And how is it that we have left it in a place of competitive, warring factions or nations? We are all one on this planet. This planet is doing it the best it can to wake up. And through the process of waking up, one of the delightful revelations at this time, in this time of revelation and at this time, is that very statement. We are all one. Mankind is in this together. And the faster and more efficiently they can get with the program of collaborating to realize that they are one, off the planet and every inhabitant on, in, and around the planet will benefit. How is it that we cannot see that? How is it that we are blinded by the greed, by the lust for material things? How is it that we have got here? And how is it that we can retool so we can step into this new era that is being brought to our attention? This is the time of peace and goodwill towards men. Be prepared. Investigate. Be vigilant with the mainstream media memes that are propagated on you every day. Be ever mindful of exclusiveness. Do not exclude, include. Inclusiveness is important. We are all one. Yes, we may look differently on the outside, and yes, we may carry around different thoughts, different thought patterns, different habituated patterns, but we are all one. And we are all here to learn in this great kindergarten of a planet we are on. Let us rise to the occasion. Let us facilitate this time of revelation where we step into the light, not turn around and run away from it. Let us lose these vested interests of the old ways that have kept us so stuck in our ways. Let's remember the old phrase, when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. It's time to let go of the old ways of thinking. It's time to let go of competitiveness. It's time to watch and play and be with Mother Nature. I have recently been in the waves of the ocean. And as someone was pointing out, the waves of the ocean have a rhythm to them. They have a rhythm to them, just as everything has a rhythm. It's one of the laws of Mother Nature. And as we went out into the ocean, the observation and the instruction was, there are those waves that you need to jump over so that they pass under you. There are those waves that you need to dive under so they pass over you. And there are those waves that you need to catch so you can surf and you can use the inimitable power of Mother Nature to bring you forward in your quest. A very sage direction given by a brilliant individual. This is what we need to pay attention for. This is what we were designed for, to wake up to who we are, to wake up for our coming of age, to align ourselves in the very fabric of where we are going, rather than fighting it. And what happens when you stand in front of a large wave and fight it? It knocks you over. It knocks you over. There is a wave that is coming, that has presented itself, that has pitched up with blinding clarity for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And it is that wave of change. It is that wave of the departure of the Piscean Age and the entrance into the Aquarian Age. It is that wave of revelation. It is the time of revelation where we choose to turn the lights on so that the waves that are coming, we collaboratively expose, we collaboratively illuminate, so that you can know whether it is a wave you need to jump over, a wave you need to duck under, or a wave you need to surf, such that it launches you into a new state of being. This is a time of change. This is a time of uniting. This is a time for love and goodwill toward all men. Let us not let this opportunity to wake up to this time pass us by, please. It is an important and essential part in how you can contribute to mankind, how you can contribute to the evolution of all who reside here. And it is a very magic time. Let us beseech those who have ears to hear and eyes to see and a longing to help, an understanding that you are a part of this picture, you are a part of this evolutionary process. Let us ask you now to wake up. Let us ask you now to retool. Let us ask you now to step into this new time, this new era, this new age. Welcome the coming of the age of Aquarius. Welcome its brilliance as it brings forward new, spectacularly wonderful energies. Let us bid the old age adieu. It has served us well and it no longer serves us now. The old way of thinking, the old way of the world, the old way of systems, the old way that the planet was once run, has run its course. It is over. It is time for the dawning of a new age and the embrace of a new sense of reality. And thank you for allowing me to be of service. Thank you for your attention. This is Jeff Dunphy. This is Retooling for Our Coming of Age. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being of service once again in the future. Bye.